Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Kilaim Daf Ayin in the Hoiz Vahadar edition, Perek Shmini in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting Daf Samech Tes Amud Beis towards the bottom. So we just learned the Gemara brought a Mechlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar. Is there an Isser to plow in Shemitah? Shemitah, you're not allowed to plant, but you have an Isser to plow. Is there an Isser just to plow? So Rabbi Elazar says that when a person plows on Shemitah, he gets Malkus. And Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get Malkus for plowing in Shemitah. So now says the Gemara, my time the Rabbi Elazar. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Elazar? The Shavta Oretz Shabbat LaHashem Klal. It says in the Pasuk, the Oretz will be Shavis, which means will be Shemitah. Sotcha L'Sizra V'Karmecha L'Sizmar. Don't plant your field and don't cut off the leaves of your vineyard. Prat. These are the details. So the Gemara now uses one of the Midrash HaTorah Dershus Behem, and that is Hazera V'Hazemer. Planting and cutting the leaves, bichlal or you, they were one of the rules of all the Isurim they now do in Shemitah. Filama yotsu, why were they singled out? This is one of the midos. What's the midos HaTorah Nidreshes Behem? That when you have a rule and you take something out of the rule, is to come and teach you something. What are you teaching? Lakishalem v'loyimat. You learn from that one to everything else. What are you learning from there? Ma zera v'zera miyuchot shemavoyda b'horetz uvi'ilon. The same way planting or cutting off the leaves is an avoidah that has to do with avoidah sakarka, working on the land for a field and for the tree. Of kol davosh, you avoid the boretz uvilon. Any other avoidah is also yisur. And here, that's why also plowing is also an avoidah. Ma'avud la b'yachan, what b'yachan will do with this? Says the Gemara, b'yachan says, you can learn from there. Why not? Shnei Dvarmin, there's two things in the details that we want to learn to the rule. And the Gemara continues, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. V'shnei Dvarim Yotzu Min HaKlal Ein Cholkin. That's the Gersa of Reb Chaim. Meaning, this means the Shatari Nidreshes Bahem. That when you have a rule, and then you have something that came out of the rule, it teaches you for the rule, that's only if one thing came out of the rule. But if you have two things that came out of the rule, it's similar to Shnei Ksuvi and Boim Ke'echot, two Ksuvi that come together. Each one is singled out to tell you, we're not teaching about the rule, because if you want to teach about the rule, why you took out two? You should take out only one. So says that B'yechot to Ablazer, you have over here two things that came out of the rule, you can't learn to anything else. And the Lashon of Lechalek is what the Reb Chaim explains, is what we find in the Gemara of Shabbos. The Gemara of Shabbos says, to teach you have each, regarding the Isur of Shabbos, that each Isur of Shabbos gets his own Malkus. Because Havara Lechalek Yotzos. Havara means the Isur of having fire in Shabbos, teaches you to divide the loving from each other. So we're using that losha from there to tell you the same thing over here. It's ain mechalak, meaning you can't come and say that it teaches you a limut to everything else. So the Mavaleis Le'ab Lazar in Cholkim, Lazar does not agree with this idea. This is a rule in Shas, that you don't use a prat sheyotzo min haklal, if it's two. So the Mavaleis Le'achloik einem Cholkim, halilam in melamdim. Now, it doesn't work as a chaluko, meaning as a single out from the rule. But it learns in a different way called Milamdim. What's Milamdim? So Reb Chaim explains, we talk about another Midosh HaTorah Nidreshes Behem. There's another Midah to learn the Torah, and that is Klal Prato Klal. Klal Prato Klal means you have a rule, a detail, not a rule. So even though the details can be plenty and many, you learn from the details to the rule. And you learn a common denominator between the details that you have to the rule and teach you some limitations that you have. So we're now learning from the fact that the Prat Yotso in a Klal, and then when you have two, you can't learn from there. You learn from another midah called klal prato klal. Now Reb Chaim explains what's the klal prato klal. The klal is shavsa haaretz. The prat is sotcha l'sizra, the field and the vineyard. And then it says shnat shabasa in chazav v'kol klal prato klal. You can learn from everything else. Says the Gemara v'leisa Rabbi Yochanan melamdim. According to this, Rabbi Yochanan does not agree with klal prato klal. Says the Gemara k'shan yehi shaklal be'ese uprat beloisese. It's different than a regular klal prato klal. The klal is shavsa haaretz. It's an ese. The land should rest. Sanuchol Yisizra means it's a laugh. Don't plant your field. So you can't have a klal prato klal when the klal is a ese and the prat is a lois ase. Ein ese melamed a lois ase, vein lois ase melamed a lese. You can't, this idea of klal prato klal does not work in this way. Says the Gemara, al daite, we're using Narav Chaim's Girso. Al daite, do Rabbi Elazar, nicho, muto lachfor bo boris shichim umeoris. According to Rabbi Elazar, so we learn klal prato klal, it has to be similar to avoidah. That's why you're not allowed to plow. So it has to be similar to avoidah, to work you do on the field. But to dig pits, that's not a void of the land. So that's not included in the Yisur Shvi's. So you're allowed to dig pits. Al daite de Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that there's no connection between the klal and the prat, because it's not a klal and a prat, it's not a prat sheyotza min a klal. So you don't learn from each other. There's a rule, and then there is details, and there's nothing to teach you one another. And the essay of not to do a work includes everything. So maybe it includes also digging. So that's the Gemara says, Ma'u lachfor babor yoshichu meharis. Can you dig in shvi'is or not? Says the Gemara, Keshem she'ina minam dinan yisur, kachin dinan yeter li'lam. The same way it doesn't teach kabe yisur, that you're not allowed to plow, so it doesn't teach you that you're not allowed to dig holes. So we don't know, kurti b'yuchim, what to do. Says the Gemara, Omar abo, kai tignayo, time with the b'yuchim. You know the reason b'yuchim is? It's a different reason. Not just that it's not connected. But it says, Shesh shonim tizro satcho loy b'shvi'is. You take the pasuk says, for 6 years, you can plant the field. 6 years, yes. The seventh year, you can't. The Gemara continues to define it with base. Shesh shonim tizro kamecho. For 6 years, you can cut the leaves of your vineyard. Loy b'shvi'is. 6 years, you can. But you can't do it in the Shemitah. And the Gemara says, Kol loisa seshuba mikoyech haseh. This is an iser. Don't plant in Shemitah coming from Aseh. You can plant the entire 6 years. Mashofir, you can't plant the Shemitah. It's a no coming from a yes. Esu, it's a ese. It's not a loisa ese. So you mean, what is Gemara saying? All Rabbi Yochanan argues of Blazer is, don't tell me it's a loisa ese. It's not a laugh. It's not a don't. It is a ese. That we do learn from the Klal Prat, and it's your ese in Shemitah. And that's why it does not include digging pits. We're back to the question of the Gemara. Gemara asks, can you dig pits in Shemitah? According to Blazer, for sure, yes. What about according to Rabbi Yochanan? So, well, according to Rabbi Yochanan, also yes. Because you do have a klal prat regarding the Isser in Shemitah. Torah teaches you, what is that? What are you not allowed to do in Shemitah? Klal prat, only the things that you learn. You have to plant during 6 years, but not the seventh. Cut the leaves during the 6 years, but not the seventh. That is the thing that included in the Isser of Shemitah, but not the Isser of digging holes. So the Gemara of Be'eseh. So according to Abchai, the Gemara is not asking, so what about plowing? Going back to the plowing issue. According to Rabbi Yochanan, when a person plows, he's over Be'eseh. Do you say that now it's included in the Isra? The Torah says Shavta Haaretz, and the Torah detailed planting and cutting leaves. So do we say that to similar to that, anything which is Avodah Zakaka, you're over Be'eseh? Are you over Be'eseh? Says the Gemara of Yirmoyimer, over Be'eseh. Yes, you're over Be'eseh. According to Rabbi Yochanan, now let a plow also with Krach Be'eseh. But it's not an essay, because Rabbi Yochanan is now learning klal prat to klal. All Rabbi Yochanan is learning is that there is a Isra essay in doing melachas. When the Torah says don't do work in Shemitah, that refers to the lois essay. When it says later, don't plant, don't take on leaves, on that it says that's where the shavtar refers to. So you don't learn klal prat to klal to learn from there to other melachas. But you do learn that the Torah's tzivui shavs haaretz refers to the loisas that it says later. Continues the Gemara and quotes a brisa in Shemitah. Brisa says, "Yachol you loikim al toisefet shaboy." Could you get malchus on tesefes? What does tesefes mean? So Rebbe Yochanan plus samasti so yachol you loikim al chavisha b'shvis. Rebbe Yochanan says we're talking about plowing. Rebbe Yochanan says plowing is mutter in Shemitah. So Brisa says, can it be that you get malchus chavisha? The Brisa says, why not? Shnei prokim means two periods. There's a din of Tosefes Shemitah. You know, not only now allowed to plant in Shemitah, you now plant a little before. And there's two different periods. Zdeh Lavon, meaning a field, a grain field, starts from Pesach, and a tree field starts from Shavuos. These two prokim are Isur, you're not allowed to do it. But you don't get malchus for that. So that's what the Brisa says. Yechol you loikim al Tosefes Shemitah. Will you be loike on what? On these additional times we're not part of Shemitah? So the Gemara says you're not. The Brisa tells you not. But we're not referring to Harisha to plowing. Says the Gemara is tani tani sheshonim tizra sotcho v'sheshonim tizra kamecho is tani tani sotcho loisizra v'kamecho loisizmar. Meaning that's the continuation of that Brisa. Question: which pasuk is the Brisa bringing? Is the Brisa bringing the pasuk? That's the pasuk we're coming to tell you. Or the pasuk is, and that's coming to teach you, do you think you'll get malchus or tesefes? We bring one of these psukim. Which psukim, which pasuk refers to over here? Well, it depends on the machlokes of Yochanan Blazer, how to learn the Brisa. Man dom, That's what Rabbi Elazar said. We're using the Gisa of Chai. Rabbi Elazar said that maybe you'll be also Tosefes, maybe you'll get Malkus on the additional time before Shemitah. Says the Torah, 6 years you will plant the field. 6 years you'll be able to work in the field. You won't get Malkus for any work that was done during the 6 years, including the time of Tosefes Shemitah. Mandoma sod choly Caesar, kovach choly Caesar, the one who brings the pasuk. You're not allowed to plant your field. You're not allowed to go and do zemira, cutting off the leaves. Mesayel le Rabbi Yochanan. That's right, Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, could it be you will get malchus on harish on plowing? And the Gemara says the price of brings a pasuk. No, the pasuk says only planting. That's what you're not allowed to. But for plowing, one does not get malchus in Shemitah. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Ayin.